Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CACHEFLY.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 10 for August 11th, 2007. Cat Schwartz. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. It's time for Jumping Monkeys, episode
10.
10. His last one was
digits.
9. Double digits, yay.
Yeah, 10 does come after 9.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
How has your life as a parent in the digital age been this week?
It's been super.
You were on vacation and now you're back.
We were on vacation, now we're back, yep. And we'll probably never drive 1,000 miles to get anywhere again, ever.
You know, it's funny because now we won't either, but it's for a different reason. Our kids won't get in the car with us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad. Actually, we did one road trip that we really loved. We went to the Grand Tetons in Wyoming, went up north through Northern California to Oregon, then cut east. And down through Montana and to Wyoming. Very similar probably to your trip.
Yeah.
And it was, it's funny. I went kicking and screaming and it was a great time together.
Yeah.
But they were older.
Yeah. No, we've done this trip a lot. This is the second time we've
You'll be doing it more.
All of us. Well, we're going to fly. Oh. We're going again at Christmas and we're going to fly. Mm. But yeah, I think both the high point and low point was when I started to sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh, no.
They loved it, really.
And you went through all 100?
No, I think I got to 85, which is it's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's camp, right? You got to do that in the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. You didn't get to John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, I hope not.
No. But we listened to audiobooks, and we strapped the laptop to the cooler in the back of the minivan, and they watched videos, which they don't get to watch all the time. So.
I love this. She came in, and she said they watched Toy Story 1 twice and Toy Story 2 once in one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Hey, you know who's coming? Who's coming up?
Kat Schwartz
Yay!
Is coming on. I'm so excited. She's our old friend from the Screensavers and your co-host
and
on
TV.
Call for
she
Help.
She was my co-host on Call for Help. She's actually been on the lab. She's come up to Vancouver to be on the show.
Yeah.
And she's doing really well.
Yeah.
She's a mommy.
Yeah, she's a mom to one-year-old Jack. And I'm excited to talk to her. I got lots of listeners wrote in and asked to have her on. So
good.
I was like, of course. Yeah. Why hadn't I thought about it?
She's gone from being the tech chick blogger to the mommy blogger.
Yeah.
I think it's a high-tech
mom. Mommy. Yeah.
H-I. That's really neat.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to talk to her.
Well, we'll do that in a bit. But first, spend, save, give.
Spend, save, give. We always start with the spend, you know, just to get that out of the way.
But that's the best part. Get it out of the way. That's the best part.
I found this site on rookie moms. This is called the MamaMeritBadges.com. These are like Boy Scout patches, but they're for moms and dads.
Oh, that's funny.
Like you, one with the grocery cart that this you get when someone touches your infant's face in the grocery store during flu season and you remain calm.
I like it.
One with an airplane on it. You know, you've survived a airplane trip. There's one with a boob on it, which you can say for all kinds of things. I'm not sure. Nursing and...
You know what? Nursing, you should get it.
Exactly.
Just doing that. Wait a minute.
What?
I'm hearing something. This must be... must be something... Stop it. Stop it. That's not it.
That's not it.
There
I
it
think
is.
You're moving
it's gone.
On to the next.
No, what happens is I open all the links, right, from your email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, and I really know, a pet peeve, wish sites wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
They play
talking.
Audio the minute you open them. Pet peeve. Don't like that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the save segment.
Save.
This is from the Mom Advice blog, momadvice.com/blog. Now, did you know you could freeze milk?
No, I didn't.
You can. I did not know this either.
No,
and
I didn't.
Did you know how much money you can save on your grocery bill by using powdered milk?
Yeah, I did know that. not something I'm going to do, but I knew it.
Well, this site just says it's not as bad as you think
tastes
or
better
as
than,
it used to be.
Tastes better? Because, boy, yeah. It used to taste
so good. Yeah, this is an interesting site. Got a whole section on saving money, and she is going to have one tip per day about ways to save money, which I thought was cool. So
now, I wonder, I have to say, I'm looking at this, and she's got this Febreze candle product review. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if this is one of them she's getting paid for kind
Maybe,
of a thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't want to besmirch.
I don't know. I didn't look
mom
that far.
Advice. But you always wonder when you see these things.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm not sure I'd want a candle that eliminates odors.
That depends on your odor, I guess.
Anyway, it's a neat site, though. I like
it. Yeah,
yeah. Nicely done.
Okay. Give. This is a cool site.
That was save.
Yeah, that was save because you're saving money by
drinking
powdered milk.
Yum. Yum.
This is a new site called Bundlo, and it was created by a listener, and it lets you create a free baby website that you can show only to your friends and family.
Oh, B-U-N-D-L-O? Mm-hmm. You've done one, I see.
I have. Jumpingmonkeys.bundlo.com.
Now, it's
really
private. I can't get in there.
No, you can't. Na 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 boo.
So you would give this to family and friends and say, right. You know, this is so. Is it? But it's only people that you let in.
Exactly. Yeah. If I mean, so as opposed to, I mean,
what
there are lots
great
of
great idea.
That do this.
Now,
yeah.
Does this cost something?
It's free, but there are some extra features, which you can pay $6 a month, $9 a month, or $12 a month. And the reason it's part of the give segment is that 10% of the monthly subscription cost goes to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
That was interesting. Yeah. Some of the extra features that you pay for is a baby book, which I thought is cool. It's just a really easy way to say, like, you know, hey, my baby walked today, or my baby rolled over, or my baby, you know, I don't know, whatever babies do. I'm so beyond the baby stage. I don't even know
You've forgotten already.
It was so
impressive.
late 2006.
This is pretty nice looking. It's very polished.
It is. It's a really good, really easy site, and it really has some good security features. Like
I like the baby ticker widget.
Yeah.
That's cool. It shows how big the baby, if there's a baby if you're expecting. Mm-hmm. So you could start this when you're expecting, and then you would see the baby develop. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Wow. It looks like we're 2 weeks pregnant.
We are?
Yes. Yes. And that means we've got 264 days to go. Wow. Hmm. This is neat.
All right. So those are the spend, save, give. Now we're on to our Audible book pick.
Do want to thank the folks at Audible, by the way, for sponsoring this and all the other TWIT podcasts. If I think if you're a parent and you've got kids, Audible is a really great choice, whether for you to listen to books that you don't have time to read. You know, you can listen while you're nursing or you're up in the middle of the night because you just have headphones on. Doesn't wake the kid up.
Yeah. I don't know that I would listen while I was nursing. But
you wouldn't?
No. But I would, I mean, but you could listen. You don't have to have the headphones on.
I know a lot of moms would watch TV.
Yeah, but you don't need headphones.
Oh, I guess you don't.
No.
In fact, it might
you
be kind
it
of
on
nice.
Your iPod.
It might
That's
kind of lull the child back to sleep.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
You don't need headphones.
Yeah, why keep it from
yet?
The kid?
Right, exactly. They're just they're more words. That was why I brought this book up, which is not a kid's book, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Oh, but I love this book.
This is a great book. And we read this book aloud, Marco and I did, to each other when Annabella was a baby.
It's not a kid's book.
No, it's not at all a kid's book.
It's about a young, is he autistic? I think
autistic,
he's autistic.
Yep.
And he's the author. It's first person.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of neat.
Yeah.
And he solves a mystery.
Right. He's not the author, but he's the narrator.
He's the narrator. Yeah. You're right. Sorry. There is a difference. one of my favorite books of all time, but this is dramatized.
Yeah. I didn't know there's a dramatized and a non-dramatized version. So I suggest the dramatized because... I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you can get it. According to this, it says we are not authorized to sell this title to my geographic location.
Really?
I guess you can't.
Oh, it's maybe in the UK.
It might
something?
Be UK only.
Oh, I really need to do some more research.
Well, that's okay because we have lots of listeners in the UK. Try it. There's a dramatized version and a non-dramatized version. I always like if there is a dramatized version, I like to get that because then it's more like a play.
Right.
Mark Haddon, Haddon, is the author.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a problem to listen to with a baby.
No.
You know, or an infant. There's some adult themes in the book, but kids don't understand, like little babies don't understand adult themes, and it can't hurt for them to be hearing more words.
Let me put a little bit of this on just so you can hear what it would sound like. Sometimes I should say these samples are lower quality than you might get at home.
It has four moods: happy, sad, cross, and concentrating. Also, dogs are faithful, and they do not tell lies because they cannot talk. I had been hugging the dog for 4 minutes when I heard screaming. I looked up and saw Mrs. Shears running towards me from the patio. She was wearing pajamas and a house coat. Her toenails were painted bright pink, and she had no...
I love this book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Reminds me what a great book this is.
Yep.
Yeah. Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It is by Mark Haddon. I read it, and now I'm thinking I wish I'd listened to it. If you like, you know, if you love books, somebody sent me a note. They were in a book group, and she was one of the few people in the group who had read the book, but she admitted she'd listened to it. And there was a librarian in the group who was just offended. Said, well, you didn't read the book. You listened to it.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is strange, because, boy, you read the book when you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Most of these are unabridged, as this is.
Yeah.
And it's every word. And in fact, I think in some ways you assimilate it better because you're listening to it. I can remember where I was when I see passages.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great way to listen to books. And I listen to a lot of books, hundreds of books. Highly recommend it. Audible.com/monkeys. You can get a book free. We get a credit for a free book if you just join up at audible.com/monkeys. If you decide not to stick around, don't worry. No salesman will call, and there will be no charge to you. But I have a feeling you might get hooked. I've been getting a lot of email from people who have never done this before who say, this is great.
Yeah.
I am hooked.
Yeah.
Audible.com/monkeys.
All right, ready for a few more links?
More links.
Okay.
Before Cat Shorts coming up.
I found this on Daddy Types, which is a really funny blog.
That?
It's a blog, but it was one of the first daddy blogs, I think. You know, it was a guy who just started it. I can't think of his name, but he didn't, you know, he was staying home with his child and he didn't see any resources out for him. So he started it. But this wasn't necessarily resources, it's just something funny.
It's a 70s public information film.
Yes. Do you want to listen to a little
bit?
Sure,
here we go.
This is every mother's nightmare. You've left your baby for just a moment. While you're gone, the baby starts to rock. The pram tips. Don't let the nightmare come true. If you must leave your baby, always strap him in with care. Never hang bags from the handles. Use a properly fitted shopping basket on your pram or pushchair. Take care. Don't let the nightmare come true.
I like the screaming.
Yeah, you
that's
gotta
like,
watch it.
That's Edvard Munch right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. This was
the
a
scream.
Real 70s information film. That's why I find it so amusing.
This is when we started this whole safety kit.
Yeah. In the 70s.
In the 70s. Don't eat dirt.
Don't hang your purse on your pram.
Don't hang purses on your pram.
Pram means stroller.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure what they were talking about. Don't hang purses on your stroller either.
Yeah.
Actually, pram is not a stroller. Pram is a baby carriage.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not confuse the two.
Let's
we
not.
Had both. This is talk about clueless parenting for the first baby. We got a pram, a baby carriage, and a stroller. Like we would need both.
Well, you kind of do. You need something for when they lay down and you need something for when they sit up. So
we never used the baby carriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just, you'd lie the stroller back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right though. But it was kind of nice. It was a British pram.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Really.
But it's just too big and you can't fold it up. You can't put it in the
right,
car. You can't do anything with it.
You can just stroll around town and impress people.
I guess I used it. You know, come to think of it, I think I did. It was bright red.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. I wonder whatever happened to that.
Yeah.
Pram. I never hung my purse on it.
Now, you were telling me earlier about the Flash games.
Last week we were talking about it.
This was from John. He has a site called MyFamilyLovesIt.com. And he recommends these Flash-based adventure games for kids that I looked at. Samarost. It's Amanita/designs.
This is beautiful.
What do you do with this? It's fun.
Do you click on stuff?
Yeah, it's an adventure game. So, yeah, you can click on stuff.
All right, we're looking at what looks like a kind of a...
A heart. A human heart.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't know. That's what it looks like.
I was just going to say it was a root ball in space.
Yeah, it does look like
a root ball. With bolts on it.
Yeah, so click around.
So a little arrow's pointing at something. I'm going to click... Oh, look, a telescope's come out.
Yeah, it's really pretty for Flash.
And then... Okay, and then I click... zooming in. Somebody's looking.
Oh, no.
You know what this reminds me of, and I wish they still did these because my kids loved them, was the Living Books from Broderbund, where you would click on things in a window. Oh, look, he's looking at another root ball in space. So this is more a story than a game, although it's interactive.
Yeah, it's an adventure game,
Oh, now it's coming towards me.
Right.
Uh-oh. crash is imminent. I've got to do something. Well, now what am I doing? Setting off a rocket. What the heck? It says Holoconier. Holoconier. Oh, I missed. No, I didn't miss. Sorry, I'm busy playing a
anyway,
game.
Anyway, moving on. I'm sure people want to hear Cat, don't you think?
Okay.
We don't want them to have to resort to their fast forward button, do we?
Okay.
This is from Brian. This is a vintagetooncast.com. This is...
this site I know about because Henry subscribes to
really?
These.
Really? He yeah. does? Yeah. yeah. Very cool video
There's a podcast.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
yeah. Excellent classic cartoons that you and your kids can watch for free.
I love this idea.
Look yeah. I love a lot of Betty Boop on there. A lot of superhero
stuff. Here's a Walt Disney cartoon.
Yeah. They're funny, these old cartoons back from the olden days.
This is called Hooked Bear. These are the kinds of things we'd watch as kids. Now, unfortunately, they're small. We got our video up. They're small. But if you put them on a video, perfect.
Yeah.
I used to show these to my nephews. I'd come by with my video iPod, and they just loved all these old cartoons.
I like this.
A great way to turn them on to the great old stuff.
Yeah. All right. Should we talk to Kat?
Kat Schwartz. So when'd you have a baby?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a baby June 9th, 2006, 6906. He was supposed to be born on 6606, but everyone in my family went nuts.
So would you delay it 3 days?
Well, I was going to be induced because he was so big, and they were like, oh, you're going to give birth to the devil, and he's not going to get a job when he's 30 because he's going to write down 6606, and yeah. Anyways, 6906.
That's a nice name. Nice thing. And so he's a little over a year old now.
Yes.
And I met him,
Jack,
by the way. And Jack is so sweet. He is such a sweet baby.
Yeah, I really lucked out, guys.
Does he like Leo?
Yeah.
What is she going to say? No, he hates this son of a gun.
He's like... He's like, look at this man has a large head.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's that hair on his head? Is that badger?
Yeah.
What is that? He actually did try to pull my hair. I never thought about why it might be going.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, he's wonderful. I mean, he's inspired me in so many ways, as you guys know. It's great.
Did you think you'd be a mommy?
Yeah, I always thought I'd be a mommy, contrary to what my fans might have thought. But I always knew I was going to be a mom, and it all came naturally. What can I say?
Yeah.
It was surprising, you know, when you get pregnant, Megan, you're like, wow, it worked.
Yeah.
Right?
It worked.
Yeah.
I've been preventing it for so long, and now it works.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
There was a reason to do all that stuff we were doing.
Yeah. It's fascinating. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And Jack's dad is an animator. Actually, he's an editor, isn't he?
Yes. He's the editor of the TV show South Park.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
What, Megan?
I said, I've heard of that.
Kat told me such great stories about the production cycle and so forth. It sounds like a crazy job.
Insane. Yeah, it is. Trey Parker, their creator, is just, you know how geniuses work. Those geniuses, they don't think about hours or timelines or families, really. They just go to work. And so everyone around him goes for it because they're all making money together. So that's a nice thing.
But but your husband has to work. What is it? What did you say? It's like six months on and then he's got 2 months off or something?
3 months on, 3 months off. And when he's on, it's 110 hours a week.
Man. So this must be difficult for you.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little hard. But sometimes, you know, after a while, I just get used to it. And then I get into a routine.
And then when he's home, of course, it makes it more easy, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, which is easier? Sometimes, that's a good question.
Sometimes it's easier the other way, guys.
No,
because you know.
Now you have two babies to take care of. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it gets a little like, okay, when's work starting again? But
it's funny. My wife Jennifer does the same thing. I'm sleeping in. It's like 8:30. She says, you're going to work today, right? I said, well, I don't really have to go to 11. She says, come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you get up? You must have something you need to do.
Isn't this the week you go to Canada?
Yeah.
Isn't this the week you go to Canada?
Right.
Thanks for making us guys feel so important.
So what's your new website, Kat?
HitechMommy.com, which is HitechMommy. And it's... You know, when I got pregnant, I thought, okay, I can't be like the hot tech girl anymore.
You were the
I'm
tech,
not the tech chick.
You were the tech chick.
Yeah.
What, mommies can't be hot?
Well, they can, but they have to be like mommies. You know, I have to make it clear that I'm a mommy now. Like I can't do Stuff Magazine anymore. So, I decided I would become the high tech mommy, and it's taken off. It's done really, really well. And I need to, revamp the website and start my video blog and do all that and all of my spare time.
Right.
And I'm going to get to that. But for right now, I'm just putting up what I can and trying to make it consistent. And, I go on a lot of talk shows now, and it's always a great place to point people when I'm on air.
Yeah, because
I write about the things.
She came on the lab and brought strollers and baby stuff, yeah. And traveling with baby, and it was, you know, it's a great niche. That's a great area.
Mean,
yeah,
you guys are figuring that out. You know, people want to know.
Yes.
They want to know the parents. So
this, the High Tech Mommy is cool gadgets for high tech parents. Kind of like this is
right.
A podcast for high tech parents. So we're right in there with
right.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
totally.
What you mean.
It's great support.
Yeah.
So what kind of gadgets do you use on a daily basis?
One of the things that I use, well, there's so many. Someone just asked me that recently. They're like, what can't you live without? And I thought there's a list of probably 30 things I can't live without. One thing that's pretty unique, let me get on my computer so I can tell you exactly what it is, but it's a camera. What?
You don't have an iPod for Jack yet, do you? I mean, he's too little for an iPod.
No, he's too little. I have playlists on my iPod for Jack, but he doesn't. He would just poke at it, and he, you know.
Yeah.
I have a camera that lives in my car that points to the back seat, and there's the monitor that's run to the front seat through my cigarette lighter that shows me everything Jack is doing in the back seat, and it's an actual camera. So a lot of times they have those weird mirrors. Do you have one of those, Megan?
Yeah, we had one. It never worked.
Never worked, because the baby doesn't stay in picture.
I thought it was dangerous, too. Like, every time I looked at it, I thought I'd get into an accident.
The camera's a great
idea. Wait, you mean you had the camera or the mirror?
No, just the mirror. I felt like it.
Yeah. Right. So the camera's great because it's, you know, you do have to glance down, and the same thing went through my head, like, okay, I'm not keeping my eyes on the road,
right.
But I can see what he's doing, and it works at night, which is great, and it's a lifesaver.
Do you have a little eye light flash, you know, shining in his eyes so that you can see him?
No, it's just infrared. It's like little green lights around the lens.
Oh, so he's like a little green baby.
So it's a video camera?
Yeah, it's a video camera. It's actually, it's not a video camera. It's just running a stream of him.
It's a video camera.
Right.
You had that on the TV show, too, and I thought that was a really cool idea. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a camera. So get the kid used to being on camera, basically.
Yeah.
You should have a little red tally light.
No.
Maybe a teleprompter. You're getting him ready.
I know. I am grooming him. He's been on the Today Show once. We're going back in August.
See?
I'm like, you're getting on, kid.
How did he do?
He did great. I mean, he just sat there. He was on Leo's show, too. He just sits there and he eats like, gah, 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 gah,
gah. He's adorable. He's really sweet, and he has the world's finest stroller.
Right. That's another thing I can't live without. It's the Stokey stroller. And you know, Megan,
have you ever heard of that?
A lot of times with women, it's like the battle of the strollers, and it's like, who has the coolest stroller? I don't know if it's like that in Petaluma, but I live in LA and I go to New York all the time, and they're like, people are looking at it's no longer your shoes or your handbag, it's your stroller.
Yeah.
So I have the Stokey, and it's pretty rad. At first I got it and I was like, how, it's Norwegian and it's really crazy design. I'm like, how, what, who, where, when? It's crazy. And I started using it and really incorporating it into my life. And I'm telling you, the stroller is awesome for so many reasons. Some of them controversial.
Like what?
Does it push itself while you can go to a bar?
That would be controversial, yes.
No. But Megan, I'm sort of interested in your opinion on this, and I'll try and make it as short as possible because it's a long subject that we could talk about all day long. But okay. Women in Manhattan take their children in taxi cabs, and they don't put them in car seats.
Mm.
And what are you going to do? Take your car seat into these little teeny tiny restaurants? You can't take your kid in a car seat. And if a cab driver slams on his brakes, your kid's flying out the, you know, out the window or flying, you could really get them hurt. So the Stokey has a part that the kid sits in that you can take off, and you can put the chassis in the trunk. And I use that part to put Jack, I put a seatbelt around it, and it's like a sort of car seat-ish type thing, but it's better than me holding on to him.
I think it's a car seat. I think it's a legal car seat. I mean,
it's not.
It's, oh, okay.
No, it's clearly not. Because there's no 5-point harness, which is a really important thing when you're looking at car seats. But I'm telling you, I go to New York all the time, and I feel way better putting him in the Stokey seat in the cab as opposed to just not having him any. I mean, isn't it crazy, Megan? They just don't. They can just fly
That's kind
out
of
the window.
Surprising. Yeah.
New York is crazy. They're animals.
But
there.
But I want to point out. I don't know about you guys because you're so young. But when I was growing up, we crawled all over the car. We didn't have car seats.
We didn't have car seats when we were growing up.
In fact, I was just watching this new show, which I'm in love with, called Mad Men on AMC, and they're intentionally, I think, playing off on. This was the 1960, and parents didn't care. I mean, first of all, everybody's smoking everywhere, including in front of the kid. At one point, the little kid comes in, and they're playing Spaceman, and the 4-year-old girl has a dry cleaning bag over her, you know, because she's the alien. And the mother says, "I hope you didn't take that off the. If I find my clothes on the floor." you're in trouble, Missy. Now get out of here. And then at another point, she's driving the car, and the kids are climbing in the front seat, climbing in the back seat.
Yeah.
And it's clearly for our generation, which is so hypersensitive and safety conscious, just a reminder that we grew up. I was that age. Yeah. I was 4 years old in 1960. Mm-hmm. We grew up without any of that
stuff. Yeah, we sat in the front seat. Everything.
Of course, there probably were a few kids.
I always had a car seat. I don't know how old you guys are.
See, she's such a kid.
Yeah, I did. My mom says we didn't have car seats.
That was the generational gap there. Megan's just a few years older, but she had nothing. No seat belt, nothing.
We didn't have cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what else do you like about the
Okay,
story?
So there's this thing called the baby why cry. Megan, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Baby why cry?
I know, yeah.
Baby
is
cry?
That what I shout
New from Jack
day.
Daniels. Baby, why
That's
cry?
What I shout every morning at 5:45.
Why?
Baby, why cry? Okay, so the kid's crying, and you hold this device up to the kid, and after 5 seconds of them crying, one of the faces on the faceplate lights up, and it tells you if the baby is wet, if they need to eat, if they're sleepy. It tells you what's wrong with the kid, and you're supposed to do it, and they stop crying.
It's a baby translator?
Basically, yes. It's like a mood ring for a kid.
No, this doesn't work. This was on The Simpsons, 5 years ago.
Well, someone in Canada came up with a device, and my husband swears it works. I just know what he wants.
You know.
Mom.
Moms know,
although,
but the dads don't know.
Right. There's another device that I just found that's just awesome. It's called the Itzben, Itzben. And
it's
this
been.
Is, what, you've heard of it?
No, I asked if it was German.
Oh, right. No. okay, so what you do is a dad created it because he would come home and the mom would give him the baby. He didn't know anything. So the mom, as soon as she's done feeding him, she hits a button. There's a little bottle button. As soon as she changes his diaper, she hits a button. As soon as he wakes up, he hits a button. Dad comes home. Mom hands the baby to the dad, hands the it's been to the dad. The dad says goodbye. He looks at the device. He knows how long it's been since the baby's eaten.
This
he knows
great.
How long it's been since the baby's had his diaper changed. He knows how long it's been since he's had a nap. So now the dad knows. Isn't that
and
great?
And they don't have to talk to each other.
Right. Yeah. No communication necessary. No, but you don't say, okay, he's been sleeping.
Yeah.
He just went to sleep 2 hours ago.
No.
Actually, come to think of it, my wife would sometimes say that. She was fed an hour ago. She's going to be neat. She'll say she'll need to be changed in a couple of hours. So, but you're right.
Good.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. No.
Or for the dad who's just forgetful.
Or exhausted, or it would be good for twins too. That was always hard for me. Like, which one did I feed? Which one's diaper did I change? Who got the medicine? And
you'd need two baby it spins.
Yeah, or just one, and then we would know that the other one. Yeah, I don't know. No, we need
it
two.
Also
we
had,
need two.
It,
we need two.
It also had two other convenient things on it that I thought were great. It had a little light, which is nice because it's always dark in the middle of the night. And it also had a button that had an L and an R. Because as you know, Megan, when you're nursing, in the beginning, you're like, did I feed off the left side or the right side?
Yeah, I would tie a little thing on my bra strap on one side.
It's a boob indicator.
Yeah, boob indicator. No, that would be useful. And I did use a digital watch to tell how long it had been since
I
fed. Yeah, I constantly had it.
Well, there you go.
I wore the battery out.
There you go.
Yeah,
so you kind of were doing this.
It's been.
Baby, it's been. From ITZBEN.com or Eats Bean.
Yeah, you can do it that or Super Moms. Super M-O-M-Z. M-O-M-Z, yeah. I thought it was great. I met the guy. He was so proud of himself. I was so proud of him. It was really cool. It was cool. You
wow,
know?
That is neat. That's really neat. Yeah. So is that one of the sites you go to, Super Moms, to find new stuff?
Oh, my God. I go everywhere. I just keep searching and searching and searching until I find stuff. But Super Moms is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to get back to something you said about how now that you're a mom, you can't be in Stuff Magazine. You can still be in Stuff Magazine. I think, Kat, you're
Megan,
still
I
a
can
beautiful woman.
You're thank you. I'm getting there, but for the last year, it's been like 20 pounds that I've got to get rid of.
That's
but
not true. You look great. I just saw
thank
her.
You.
She looks great.
Thank you. Okay, but I thank you, but I know that in order to do, man, when I did that photo shoot with Stuff Magazine, it was one of the most traumatic shoots I've ever done. It's horrible. It's
I
not fun. I don't really want to do that anymore anyways. Okay. I mean, but the thing is yes, like I'm at the point now, you know, for the first year the baby's born, you're still doing postpartum stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I can still have a career. I can, you know, get back in shape, and I'm starting to do it. And I'm on a good.
They do say that
role.
It takes about a year to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now with twins, does it take 2 years to recover?
I'm not recovered yet.
She's still.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
She's still in shock.
Well, no, I didn't necessarily mean you needed to be posing for Stuff Magazine, but you can still do things that, you know, don't have to do with being a mom.
I'm thinking though, that Stuff Magazine, you don't get to write the column unless you can wear a bikini.
Well, and every time I wrote anything, they changed it so much that it was like, okay, you know, like I didn't write any of that, but yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Ha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah.
So, do you mind talking a little bit about the reality show that you were on? I'm fascinated.
Wait a minute.
To hear more about this.
I didn't know that.
You mean the one on TLC?
Yeah. Bringing Home Baby.
Yeah, Bringing Home Baby, sure. When I got pregnant, I was like, okay, what am I going to do once I'm like 50 pounds bigger and I'm not wanting to leave? I still want to be on TV. So I started looking on Craigslist. And in LA, Craigslist is so fun. If you live in a different city and you're interested in entertainment, go on Craigslist and look for the entertainment listings. There's funny, crazy stuff. Anyways, so I looked on there and I typed in like pregnant ladies and I saw that there was a show that wanted pregnant moms, and I started watching. When you're pregnant, you start watching these shows. Did you, Megan?
Oh yeah, the reality shows about yeah. They're so scary.
So Bringing Home Baby and A Baby Story. I was like obsessed because you want to know what's it going to be like, and every story's different: C sections and natural birth.
Oh yeah, that's actually a good idea because you do kind of want to get some idea. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and my husband was into it. I mean, if it's your first kid, you're like, what is going to happen?
And it's not like we live in a village now where you're seeing this happen all the time. You don't have any access to this information. So that's
right.
Yeah.
The TLC does a great job. They have the two shows. One is A Baby Story, which shows everything. They show, like, the whole pregnancy, the whole birth, which I was not into. But A Baby Story follows you the first 36 hours out of the hospital. So I told them my story. They said, yes, come, go, let's do it. My husband was a little freaked out, but then he said, okay, this would be great because when Jack's older, we can show him this whole thing. And my mother-in-law was petrified. My mom was cool with it. She's whatever. And they, sure enough, the minute that I walked out of the hospital, there was a camera crew following me, and they spent the first night and the whole next day with us.
Oh, that's neat.
And they taped us.
I think that's great to have that video.
I loved it.
Yeah, Jack will want that. Yeah.
So did they
I'm
tell
like crying.
The, did they tell a
what?
Story, did they tell the story the way it really happened, or did they edit it in a way that was not?
No, I think they did a good job. They're pretty accurate. Now, I talked to the producer after. I said, hey, you know, I'm a producer, too. I would love to possibly work as a producer on the show. I think it would be great. And she looked at me and she said, this is the hardest show in the whole world to work on.
You do not want to work on this show.
Yeah, she tried to talk me out of it. She said, men go nuts. The women just had a baby. They don't want, I mean, because they were in my bedroom.
That's a good
that
point.
That night, they set up a camera in my room, and they're asking, I mean, you guys know how TV is. You have to get lots of footage just to get a half-hour show. You have to tape for like 20 hours, so it was excessive, but I'm used to it. But a person that's sort of private that just thinks like, oh, cool, I'll be on this TV show, oh, forget it.
What'd your husband think about the cameras in there?
He was, you know, he works in production too. So there were some times where he was kind of like, okay, like you're breastfeeding. Why are they taping you? But you know, I know they're not going to show anything. And the guy's obviously seen a boob before. So, and the baby's eating. So it didn't, you know, he sort of played off me.
It could be useful too, because if you're confused on left and right, you could review the tape.
Yeah.
And go back.
You know? Good. Yeah. Rewind.
Can we get a replay on that? Am I a left or a right next?
At first it is confusing though, but then later you figure it all out.
Yeah.
I just weaned little Jack. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
You went a full year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember reading your blog, Megan, where you said you're like thinking, I give you so much props for twins. I don't know.
When did you wean Milo and Huck?
Well, they weaned themselves, sadly, at
they
nine
got
months.
9 months. It is sad when that happens.
Annabella, yeah. I got 14 months, but... Yeah. Yeah, they just, it was hard to keep up, and they were, they just started to get distracted, and that was hard.
I just have a simple rule. When the kid is tall enough to actually nurse standing up, that's when you should probably stop by then.
I'm not right. going to get into this discussion.
I knew parents who did that. It wasn't a joke. Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
Well, in other countries, people, it's a lot longer than, I think 9 months.
Like, how long, Megan? Like, what's standard in, like, Europe or whatever?
I don't know. I think that, that the American Medical Association says, I think either 3 or 6. It's something way, I mean, because...
Well, that's, they're talking about the colostrum and how soon you get the, you know, how long you have to go to get the full benefit of that.
And this is in countries where they're not as, you know, well-developed as the countries that we might live in where people...
They don't have anything to give them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have Cheerios.
I think people should nurse as long as they want to and as long as they're...
I agree. And if they can't nurse, cool, whatever. I had some nursing Nazis in my hospital, man. They were, like, pushing me.
They really do, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and,
they were trying to get me to nurse. I thought that was going a little far.
Men can nurse.
I know, they have a special thing you wear.
No.
What?
We can't produce milk.
You can.
No.
It's not very good. Some men have.
It's not very good is what she's going to say. It's not very tasty, but you can.
I've read about men who've been able to.
Really? That's interesting.
I have to look that up on the internet.
That'd be an interesting way to bond.
This is a book that I read called Fresh Milk, and it's stories of nursing. And you know,
that's the real nursing Nazis. They want the men.
Do they have boobs? Like boobs? Like, are they bigger?
Maybe it would
I'm
be.
I'm getting a little
help
self-conscious right now.
Okay, sorry. Okay, off the subject.
Not that big. Anyway, I this was what I was actually afraid this podcast would turn into, and now my fears are all fully justified. No, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. I can handle it. I don't have a problem with it. No, that's good. No, Jennifer, now see, this is one thing Jennifer gets mad at, is when I say things like, she weaned at 11 months. She'll get really mad at me. So you don't even know. How do you eat? How could you even say that? Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's what it was for Abby.
Yeah. And Henry?
Henry would go on forever. Henry, you know, he's a boy. He wanted to nurse. He still wants to nurse. He's, you know.
That's just weird.
Remember how we were talking about not embarrassing your kids, Leo?
Oh, yeah. That's something I haven't learned yet. No, I think that it's not unusual for, as kids get older, for them to say, you know, kind of check it out and want to nurse a little bit more. But you'd have to draw the line.
I mean,
he's
still asking. Jack knows sign language, and every morning he wakes up and signs that he wants milk.
Wait a minute. He knows sign language?
Yeah.
How does he know sign language?
She taught him.
Oh, here he is. No, Jack, not right now. Oh, he saw me. He's going to start crying.
Get the baby cry translator. What does he want?
Yeah. No, he wants mama. He wants milk. You teach him how to sign.
That's really neat. We didn't have that either.
It's great. He tells me he wants more. He tells me he wants milk. He tells me if he's tired. It takes a little time, and it's not like instant gratification by any means, but once they get it, it's amazing.
Idea. Did you do that too, Megan?
I didn't.
Really?
I think that's really cool. No, we didn't know about that when our kids were little.
Yeah, I thought about it with Annabella, but then I think I was pregnant, and so with the twins, and I just never. She just started to talk. So
What do you? But no, you know, it's good for their brain to develop sign language as well as speech. I mean, it develops a
right
part
and
of the brain.
There's a debate in that. Some people are like, "Well, he's not going to learn to talk because he knows how to sign." But I don't. Yeah, it's like learning. Once they learn to walk, they don't crawl again.
No,
you know.
No. And in fact, you know, I mean, all the research shows kids should learn 3 languages if they can, because they'll never have that ability again. And now's the time.
Yeah.
So what signs does he use? Is it, you know?
Okay, so he tells me, mostly he knows that he wants more, and he puts his 2 little fists together whenever he wants more of something.
Oh,
that's
so
cute. he's learned to move beyond food. So if I'm like making him laugh or if I'm showing him something funny, he'll sign that he wants more, which is awesome.
More
signs
laughter.
That he wants
now, that's an abstraction. That's neat. Yeah.
Right, right. It is cool because, you know, they know, they're so much more aware of what's going on than we even have any idea of.
Well, I think that's what's interesting, because language may not develop it because of intellectual ability. It may develop because of a physical ability.
Right, their tongues. And
but
their,
if they can do it with sign, they may be able to speak so much more early. That's a fascinating.
Yeah, he tells me that he wants milk, and he tells me that he wants to get up or down. He tells me when he's hurt. Oh, this is the best one. When they're hurt, they put their index fingers together, and he points to, like, he'll do that sign, and then he'll tell me what hurts.
He'll point to
his knee hurts. So he'll say hurts, and then he'll point to his knee, or hurts, and he points to his ear, which is so helpful, I can't even tell you.
How did you find out about this? Did you read a book? Or?
Yeah, there's plenty of books, but it's like, it's just a trendy thing that moms are doing now, and someone gave me a baby signing book, and
At first,
I thought, I'm not going to do it. And I go to two different mommy groups. One is moms that stay home, and one is moms at work. And the one that is the mommies that stay home, they're all about signing. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll teach Jack. And then 3 months later, right when I learned that, I told the girls in my mommy's, the working moms club, I said, hey, you know, I'm teaching Jack how to sign. And they're like, okay, cool, whatever. Well, 3 months later, when he started signing, I went to class with the moms at work. And I said, not that it's because they work, but okay, they don't have the time, or I don't know what. I said, you guys, check this out. Jack, do you want some milk? And he started signing milk. And so I started feeding him. And then they go, Jack, do you want more? And he started signing more. And then when he was done, I said, Jack, are you all done? And he waved, all done. And they were like, wow.
Wow.
And they all quit their jobs immediately.
Yeah.
I did that with my kids in French. I'd say, Abby, did you want some more? She said, bien sûr, monsieur.
And it was
really embarrassed. No, I'm just kidding.
She does speak French, though.
She does speak French. So why do you, but that's because she's actually got a teacher. Why? She's studying it. Why do you go to both a mommies at work and a mommies that don't work group?
Because I'm kind of both.
That's interesting.
And I am into, when I am home doing Jack stuff, I try and do as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, you're a stay-at-home mom who works. Megan was kind of like that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. And how lucky are we, Megan?
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky. But so that's interesting. But the moms that work accept you equally as well as the moms that don't work?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're all moms.
So when she does that sign language thing, they really hate that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I don't mean to say it like they work, so they didn't do it. But sometimes, you know, the moms at work, they're like, they think that it might take more time than it actually does. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. Yeah, they accept me. Sure. I mean, we're all in the same boat, man. And their kids are going to be doing something better than my kid. And, you know, it's all the same.
I'd just like to point out that all moms work really, really hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever they're doing.
But, wow, Megan, you've trained him well, haven't you?
I actually have these cue cards that I'm holding
She's holding it up. She's learned sign language. I'm really impressed. Yeah.
Nice. Unfortunately, I didn't get the women should nurse as long as they want to one up fast enough.
I didn't say they shouldn't. I just said there's something weird about seeing a 5-year-old nursing. It's just a little
strange. You know, my grandfather, he was like telling me to stop nurse long before, like when Jack was 3 months, he's like, when are you going to stop nursing?
Right.
When are you going to stop nursing? And I guess that it's because he associates, in that era, a lot of people associated nursing with poor people.
Right.
Because they couldn't afford formula.
Formula. Right. Yes.
Or a baby nurse, a wet nurse.
Yeah, that's weird, huh? But actually, it's a trend that's coming back. You read about that,
Megan? Wet nursing is coming back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
What nursing is coming
back? Wet nursing.
Oh,
having
wet nursing?
Having a stranger nurse your children.
Oh, I didn't know. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a whole thing. Like, I'll send you guys the article. It's about women who are working or they can't nurse enough, and they have people in the neighborhood that just come by and nurse.
I guess that's not that. I mean,
I don't know. I have a really
awesome... I shouldn't
really
be so judgmental. I'm being judgmental.
I know. No, I know. And I sort of am too. And I guess, I don't know. I can't quite figure out how I feel about it. What about you, Megan?
Wow. Well, if it's because they can't nurse or because they're sick or taking medication that won't let them nurse, then I think it's great.
Yeah.
But
you got to walk a mile in their nursing bra before you can really say that you, you know what's going on for them.
That's funny.
Anyway, Kat, it's so good to talk to you.
It is good to talk to you. Yeah, Kat, remember when we threw that computer off the cliff?
Megan, it got 80,000 downloads.
Nowadays, really? Though, you'd have millions because there wasn't a YouTube in those
right,
days.
That's true. Making... But what I was saying was, when I get back to the Stuff magazine thing, we can still do things like that that don't have to do with just being.
We can still throw computers off cliffs. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
I wish we had that video. Like I emailed you a while back.
I bet it's on YouTube.
No, I don't.
I don't think it exists.
It's not.
I think it like got taken down when I don't know G4 bought Tech TV or something.
Yeah, I wonder where all those tapes went.
Yeah,
man, because that's
a
like
a lot of stuff is now resurfacing. Entire episodes of the Screensavers are on YouTube. A lot of stuff is resurfacing.
Oh, you know what I saw, Kat? The Tectanic. That's on YouTube. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, but that's been Kevin? On. That's been on a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just want to say that even though we made these and we don't have the rights to them because G4 owns them. If you've got them, post them on YouTube. I don't think anybody's going to complain.
You know, and Leo, I think maybe I'll get the date of it because I have it, and I'd love for you to put a word out because we would love to get that video. So someone's got to have it.
Somebody must have it. You can.
Well, you're putting the word out right now.
Yeah,
you know we're recording this, right, Kat?
we are.
Oh, let's start the interview now. No, we've been recording the whole damn thing. What are you talking about? You remember that camera that was on you the night you got home? It's been on you the whole time. It's never stopped.
Oh, God. Can
never
you imagine?
Stopped. That's a brave
There's
thing to do.
There's some X-rated stuff on there.
That's a brave thing to do. I remember when Jennifer and I brought Abby home for the first time. I'm glad there weren't cameras there.
Yeah.
We pulled the car up into the driveway, and we were just so relieved that we'd gone through the whole thing and got home safely, and we looked back, and there she is in the car seat, you know, 1 day old, 2 days old. We both burst into tears. I mean, it's a very emotional, difficult moment. Mm-hmm. And if the producer had said, could you just turn your head a little bit this way? We can't quite get the tears. I might have been a little angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't exactly do that. But, you know, I knew which angle to give them. So.
You knew. You didn't have to tell you. They said, we love this cat. Have another baby.
Yeah. No, they actually did. They said, are you pregnant again? They send an email out.
Every once in a while. Are you?
No, hell no, no, no.
Hell no. Hell no. So, but you think you'll have another soon?
No, not soon, but definitely. I want to have many, many more.
This is a woman who really enjoys being a parent. It was so, when she was in Vancouver, we went to dinner, the three of us, Jack and Kat and I, and it was just so much fun. I mean, you and Jack have such a great relationship, and it was just really neat. And you know, you were by yourself with him. You got all over Vancouver. You had that crazy stroller, and you just went everywhere.
Yeah, Jack has been on over 200 flights at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a flying baby.
Wow.
Does he have a sign for stewardess?
Nobody has a passport.
Passport? I don't even have a passport.
How does a baby get a passport?
You don't have a passport?
No.
What if you have to leave the country suddenly? That's always what I worry about.
Yeah, I don't. I need to get a passport.
Oh, yeah. I keep mine up to date all the time, just in case I need to leave suddenly. I have to run, make a run for it.
No, Leah's studio is about as far as I go, and that's two blocks from my house. So.
Great talking to you. Kat Schwartz's webpage is...
High Tech Mommy.
High Tech, HITECHMOMMY.com. Mm-hmm. And anywhere else we should look for you on the Today Show soon or anything like that?
August 30th, I'll be on the Today Show talking about high tech baby shower gadgets.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's fun. And you take Jack with you on all those trips, don't you?
Well, now that he's weaned, I don't know that I will, but it's so hard being away from him for more than like two nights at a time, so I'm not sure. I have to go to Washington, D.C. to do some stuff, and so I don't know.
Sounds like you're doing really well, Kat. I'm so pleased.
Yes, things are going pretty good.
From tech chick to high tech mommy.
Yes.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Sure, you guys.
That was the lovely, the talented, my old friend, our old friend, Kat Schwartz.
Yeah, it's fun to talk to her.
Was she one of the Leo's angels?
She was.
You, Morgan, and Kat.
Mm-hmm.
That was the height of my powers.
Yeah, it was.
I had my own angels.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevin Rose was in it, too. He was our little errand boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little did we know. Yes. You can still, if you do a Google search for Leo's angels in YouTube, I bet you could find that.
Yeah, I sent that to some people that I've been working with that never saw Tech TV and like don't really know what I do, and I sent it to them.
Let me play just a little bit of this. I'm sorry, I have to relive my good old days.
Oh yeah, this was.
There's Megan. Look at you swinging your mouse. Oh, that was your special power.
Right. Yeah. There's the Josh Lawrence.
And there's Kat. There's Morgan.
Yeah.
Leo's angels. Who made this?
I don't think we did.
It's on. The light's not on. It's on.
Some real
Morgan
good
had a really
hello, angels.
Cool. Hello, Leo.
Angels, it's come to my attention that Martin Sargent, our beloved Twisted Lister, has completely run out of ideas.
This was my attempt to do Bosley. What fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, so we don't remember why we did it. I think I feel like we were doing a segment on like making your own DVD or something, and we
could be,
I
or could
know.
It just been, you know, promos wanted to do something fun and different.
I don't know. We wanted to do something fun, and it was fun.
You can find that on YouTube.
Yep.
Now time for some listener mail.
Yep. This first one's from Michael Johnson.
Hello, Michael.
Now, I talked earlier about how I read The Curious Incident and The Dog in the Nighttime.
Yes.
And we talked on another show about how just read, you know, the books that you're reading to your kids and that'd be fine.
Just the voice.
Yes. Yeah. He says he must disagree.
Uh-oh.
He has a daughter who's 3. In her first months of life, he was reading her John Paul Jones by Evan Thomas.
I don't know that.
It's a biography of John Paul Jones, I think.
Of Led Zeppelin fame?
No, the historic John Paul Jones.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know.
It's a historical biography, I think.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
Was he a naval?
Okay. I don't know. He was, yeah. Anyway, it's
damn the speed ahead or something like that.
You have access to Wikipedia there.
I do.
He said he would even go so far as to read it in the tone of voice like I was reading a children's book to a baby. He used a soft voice and everything, but his daughter would start crying about 2 minutes into reading. Not a cry of displeasure, but a downright all-out, blood-curdling, shake-the-wall screaming cry.
Really? She didn't like naval heroes.
Yeah, I guess. Is he a naval hero?
He was a naval hero during the Revolution, actually.
Yeah. But, you know, he would continue reading, and after a few days, his wife stormed in, ripped the book out of his hand, and threw it on the stairs and went back to bed.
Goodness
gracious.
So
he changed reading to other more appropriate books, and the crying stopped. And she turned 3 this summer, and he said, we read to her every night. She loves listening. Recently, she started reciting the stories back to us. And so he said, last week I was reading The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman, another, you know, adult book. Thomas Friedman
again,
the New
all
York
about
Times.
Globalization. Yeah,
yeah. Globalization. Yeah. He said his daughter walked up and asked what he was reading. He said, I told her. She asked. She asked if I could read to her. I began to read out loud to her sitting in my lap, and his wife walked up, ripped the book out of his hand, and threw it across the room.
Well, that's mean. Maybe she lost her job to an Indian or something.
Yeah. But he said his daughter was fine.
I think that's great. You know what? I used to read physics books to my kid when she was little. She loved them.
Yeah.
Loved them.
I just thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We got a letter from Karen, who is an auntie. Remember, we asked for aunties.
Love aunties.
Yes.
Aunties are often, especially as kids get older, the most important adult figure in a kid's life.
And she's she gets to be the aunt to many different nieces and nephews. And we talked about Uber vacations recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was saying, well, maybe it's silly to take a 4-year-old to the rainforest or, you know, she said she doesn't think kids can really appreciate travel. However, she said her brother and her whined about never getting to stay home for a single weekend. Like all our friends, she traveled a lot. And she said we had to get dragged through Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore, et cetera. But once I became an older teenager, I started to appreciate those times.
Go.
And as an adult, I've been a road tripping fool myself.
So she may have been, you know, kind of secretly absorbed all this.
Yes. She says she has fabulous memories of all that travel time. So she says, Leo, in 10 years, Henry will call you up and tell you how cool it is to have a piece of the Berlin Wall. I promise.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm holding on to it because he kind of let it slide. And
but,
you know, that's what I kind of figure is show him these things. It'll sink in. When I was in between 5th and 6th grade, we went to Europe for the summer. My dad was a professor, so we had the summer off. And we took the SS United States across, the Queen Mary back. And I've ever since had a love for travel, a love for boats. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that these things do get in your head. And that's the prime time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, got one more quick one from Sam in Salem, Oregon. I had to read.
Don't rush.
This. Okay.
We got time.
He says he doesn't have kids, but he still listens to the show because I want to have children in the future, he says. And he just wanted to make a book recommendation to us.
Oh, good.
He wanted to recommend Nathaniel's Family, which you can find on Amazon.
Don't know that.
It's a great kids book that was actually written by my mom, who is a 6th grade teacher. It's a great story about family. And I just love that he recommended the book that was written by his mom.
I think that's so
I
sweet.
Know.
I wonder if he's Nathaniel, really.
Maybe. I don't know. Did you find it on Amazon? We can put a link
I
in
do.
The show notes.
Yeah. Nathaniel's Family by Elda L. Robinson. And it is available on Amazon.com.
His name is Sam, so I don't know. Nathaniel might be his pseudonym, but I don't know.
Very cool.
So that's definitely not the bottom of the mailbag. We have lots more, but
we just love it that everybody's writing to us. Here's a guy who snuck episodes onto his wife's Nano.
Yeah.
Because he listens, but she doesn't, and she's going on a business trip, and he's hoping she'll listen.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening.
Right.
Ha ha.
What was his name? Did I write that down?
Is that John Paulson? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
two boys,
John
eight
Paulson's
and six,
wife.
Jacob and Trevor.
Hope you're listening.
Ha ha. Ha ha. John tripped you up. Ha ha. You thought you were going to be listening to the Wall Street Journal. Ha ha. Instead, it's Megan and Leo. We are glad you listen. We hope you will keep listening, and we'll be back next week. Yeah. Megan, the website is jumpingmonkeys.com, and you can email Megan at twit.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else to say?
No, thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. Yeah. See you next time on Jumping Monkeys.